Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
And today is January 27th.
28th.
The 28th.
It's the 28th.
This month is racing by. It's racing by.
That's what happens when you got great things going on.
So January 28th, 2015.
Yes.
And our goal is to
shine peace, love, harmony, life, and positivity on each and everyone that we come in contact with. And that's why they call us Partners in Shine.
Perfect. So, we are going forth with Keeping It Real Wednesday.
That's right.
So, if you would like to keep it real with Leonette and Monica, you can give us a call in the radio station at 410-481-1010. And for our listeners across the country and across the world, you can call us at 1-877-704-1010. Or if you would like some alone time, low quality time with Leonette and Monica, you can actually contact us at
www.lmmoney.com. That's LMMONEY.com. Or you can text the letters LM Money to the number 76626. That's text the letters LMMONEY to the number 76626. All right.
Perfect. So we were having a conversation last night about having at your job. Having a performance appraisal, right? Has anyone ever gotten a performance appraisal from work, right? They go through and say, you know, what you've done the previous year, as far as leadership, as far as, you know, getting your work done, as, you know, how you've contributed to the company.
That's right.
And has anyone ever gotten good enough? Like, what if you got good enough?
You get just, excellent.
Right, you get
excellent.
Right. Good. Satisfactory. Good.
Satisfactory.
Uh-huh.
Poor.
Right.
And whatever the rest of those below poor.
Right. But what if you got just good enough?
JGE. Just good enough.
So you were just good enough for what? You were just good enough for us to keep giving you your check? You were just good enough for us to keep you on for 30 more days? You were just good enough for what? Right?
To get the job done.
To get the job done. So we kind of said, well, what if, you know, or even like school, you know, how you get A's, B's, C's, and D's?
Exactly.
Like, what if you got a J?
G-E.
J-G-E. Just good enough. Just J-G-E.
Huh? Just good enough.
Just good
enough. I showed up for gym class.
I showed up.
I put my gym clothes on.
And
and I stood up when it came time to do the running.
JGE. It was just good enough.
Just good enough.
So our question was, are you just good enough? And just good enough at what? Is your credit just good enough? Is it just good enough for you to apply for something and you get it, but you have a 22% interest rate?
Ooh.
So you're paying
JGE.
Right.
Just
is it,
good enough.
Is it just good enough for you to have car insurance and you pay 143% more? Is it just good enough for you to have your identity, right? So you're like, oh, I don't need identity theft protection, right? I'm just good enough. I don't have anything anyway. But how about someone gets into your account and they take your $50 and you were looking for that $50 to put some gas in your car?
How about that? Because the ATM only does denominations of
$20. $20.
How about
I'm saying.
Just good enough.
Are you just good enough? What about your affairs? Are you just good enough as far as your estate planning? Do you have a will, trust, power of attorney? Are you just good enough for your family to have to buy back your assets after you die?
Are you protecting your family just good enough? Wow. That's pretty deep.
I want our callers and our listeners to consider, in my life, am I just good enough? Okay? So I'm going to take this to the phone. Because I feel like
already,
honey.
Okay.
Because I feel like some people want to talk about this JGE.
JGE.
All right. So, good morning, Todd. How are you?
Oh.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, we are wonderful. And what would you like? Are you just good enough?
No, I'm great.
Oh, perfect.
That's what I'm talking about. Welcome, Todd. Welcome.
And what would you like to talk to us about today, Todd?
I felt like we lost Todd.
So, Todd's going to call us back. He called us to let us know that he was great. He is not just good enough. He is great.
We love that.
We do.
Yes. Excellence. He gets an E. We want to hear why you get an E for excellence, Todd. Give us a call back. At what number?
At 410-481-1010 for our local listeners, or 1-877-704-1010 for our listeners out of area. So, just good enough. Let's go back to that. So, yesterday evening, again, we were having this conversation about being JGE, right?
Yes.
Just good enough. What if, and I just want to step away from finances. What if your marriage was just good enough? What does that look like? It's just good enough for me to feel like I'm going to come home tonight.
And you ended it right there. I'm going to come home tonight, period. End of story.
Not going to do anything else, but it's just good enough for me to come home
tonight.
That's
a serious JGE. Wow. We need to do something about that. No, that's not good enough.
Look. What about your health? Like, what if your health is just good enough that you wake up every day? However, as you go through the day, your quality of life is jacked up. Like, my question is, because, you know, I feel like when we started talking, when we got on this show, on the radio, and we've given our listeners lots of information, right? We had a call of action at the beginning of 2015, right?
Yes.
So you've gotten the information, you've gotten the knowledge. The question is, what are you going to do with it? So, is it just good enough for you to go through 2015 the same way you went through 2014, 2013, 2012, 2011, 2010? Is that just good enough?
Or is it time to make a change and get to good and take that good to excellent? And beyond.
And similar to Todd. He said, I'm great.
Phenomenal.
And what do we need to do to get there? Last week, we went over what it looks like when you go through life from the time you're in college into your 30s, into your retirement with a 740 or better credit score or a 640 credit score.
Exactly.
And the difference that a person paid over their lifetime was $202,000.
Yes.
And my question is, what would we be doing if we had an additional $202,000 in our pocket? Would our life just be good enough? Or would we be closer to the greatness that we were all put here to achieve?
Exactly. That's right. What God put us on this earth for.
So let me go to the phone line.
Is that Todd again?
No, this is actually Charles.
Okay.
Good morning, Charles.
Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. I always strive to achieve superior ratings when I was working for the state and with the current job I work now. Most of my coworkers, they said, as long as I get satisfactory, I'm satisfied, but others who were doing far less work were getting promoted and getting superior ratings. And, if you just want to be mediocre the rest of your life, you'll never achieve up with mobility.
And that's, I agree.
Real talk.
110%. And that's a great word you use, Charles, mediocrity. Because so many of us are literally swimming in it. Like, we think it's okay to just be average because it keeps us with everyone. But excellence, superiority steps out on its own. Mm. And it's just something that, unfortunately, because we want to have a level of comfort that we don't do. So thank you for saying that you always strive for that. Because, you know, sometimes even striving for it, you don't achieve it. But it is the journey of getting to it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. One occasion when I had a supervisor was racist, and I didn't see eye to eye, and he wanted to give me a satisfactory after I had a superior rating from another supervisor. He took over our unit. Mm-hmm. And I filed a grievance, and I had that satisfactory overturned, and I was granted a superior rating because he didn't perform the required. He gave me an annual rating of satisfactory, but he failed to give me 2 6-month performance evaluations. He gave me only one. Mm-hmm. So I had it overturned on the strength of that. Community violated policy. But you know, I had another point to if you have time.
We do.
Absolutely.
I live in a condominium, and in my condominium, some of the owners rent out the units, and I have one neighbor who is renting, and he's been renting for 7 years, and then last year he spent bought a BMW and a type of he bought a I think it's 528i, but those cars cost over $50,000, and I think it's really foolish to buy a BMW for over $50,000 and you still rent.
I'm glad you brought that up, Charles. I'm glad you brought that up. And
yeah, he's walking around grinning like an idiot, you know, and thinking that that's a status symbol, but you're still renting.
And we are going to address that. We're going
to
address that on the other
listening
side.
To George,
yes.
Listening to, I think it was George Fraser today on the Kathy Hughes sister station, and he was talking about the stress of the importance of home ownership. That you have the feeling of home ownership, the pride in it. You have you can get tax write off at the end of the year, and your property oftentimes appreciates.
Absolutely. Well, it's about buying an asset as opposed to a liability. So
right.
You own because you're owner of the condo. You have an asset,
right.
And your neighbor who is renting has a liability on both. He has two because he's renting. So he's paying for someone else's asset. And then he's also paying his loan, which is paying for someone else's asset, because he, in fact, doesn't own the car until he pays the loan off. Does that make sense?
Right. Also, the minute you take the car off the lot, it depreciates.
Absolutely.
That's
and
right.
After you've had that $50,000 BMW for a year, you lose about a third of the value. You had it for like 2.5 years. You probably lose about half of it.
Absolutely.
Charles,
so you have the feeling of
homework.
Satisfaction and maybe a riding around in a nice looking car, but you really should. They should put a dunce cap on them.
Well, you know what it is that we just don't know. So we are in a very consumer society where our perception is reality. Does that make sense? So our perception is reality. So if we see someone driving an expensive vehicle, we assume our perception is that they must have money because they can afford to drive the vehicle.
Right.
So, and thank you for calling. Thank you very much. And we are, I'm actually going to address the rest of that on the other side of the break.
Wow.
You are on with Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.
Welcome back. You are on with Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine. And we just had a phenomenal caller. Mr. Charles dropped some very good information. This segment of our show is actually brought to you by the Divine Order Network. And Monica, what do they do?
We show you how to put money back in your pockets. Anybody out there need more money in their pockets?
I know that anytime. So what I've always learned is that a penny saved is a penny earned. So anytime you can keep the money in your pocket, it's like earning some extra money, right?
That's exactly right. And we say contact us at www.lmmoney.com. That's www.lmmoney.com. Or text the word LMMoney to the number 76626. That's text the word LMMONEY to the number 76626.
And for our listeners that would like to call in and talk to Leonette and Monica, they can actually reach us at 410-481-1010. And for our out-of-area listeners, they can reach us at 1-877-704-1010. So I just wanted to kind of address what Charles said about a $50,000 car while you're renting. You know, and just unfortunately, one of the things that our company knows and that we know is that the reason that we're in the situation that we're in as a country financially is because of a lack of financial education.
Absolutely.
So sometimes people don't know that you need to purchase things or have things to pay for your toys. But also, depending on a person's situation, they could be in an area for a limited amount of time. So they may not, like military people, so they may just rent. Or someone could be on a short assignment for work. So that may be why they rent.
Exactly.
Someone could have bought something for them. You know I've had a lot of friends when I was in college that had wealthy families, and they were in school and they didn't have a job, but they as well were driving a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW. So I think that, again, perception is reality for people. And we just need to know that in our life, what is the reality that we really want to be living? Do we want to be upside down? Do we want to be strapped by debt because we have a really nice car and maybe we really can't pay for it? Or do we want to be financially and fiscally sound? Okay, so I want to go to another caller because we have the best listeners. So I believe I have Baba.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
How are you? Well, I have some friends of mine that live in condominium and expensive places to live too. But I don't hear them, and I talk to them. They are retired teachers. Some of them are retired from the military.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it disingenuous when people call themselves African-American, be hating on the people because he drive a car. That's all that is, in my opinion. It ain't nothing but hating on a brother or somebody know. And I bet you he's not of the white race. I bet you this person that drives that car. So I just find that disingenuous to be hating on a brother, because I don't believe that brother is probably hating on them because they live in a condominium and what. As long as they have a house, with this problem of homelessness and jobs and whatnot in this country, then maybe some people can afford that, just like he can afford it. But to hear a Negro hate on people like that, I just find that's disgusting. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate your comment.
And you know, it's very interesting about that, about homelessness and affordability of homes right now. There was actually a 3-part article on the Washington Post about black people being affected the worst coming out of this housing bubble,
sure,
specifically in Prince George's County, which is a county in the state of Maryland. And it is a predominantly black county. And unfortunately, a lot of people saw their wealth deteriorate because of the fact that either the equity in their homes went down or they lost their home.
Mm-hmm.
And what we know for sure is that it is very rigorous right now to qualify for a mortgage, and much less so to possibly qualify for the loan for a vehicle. So there are a lot of different things that go into what a person is able to own and have right now as far as getting funding from the banking system. So, again, the financial education, because what we know is that the people who lend you money are looking to make money off of you. And
always. That's always been the game. Name of the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so when we say just good enough, so let's go to a home loan, right? So I believe you had a client call you.
Exactly.
And they were just good enough. What were they just good enough for?
Just good enough. Yes, exactly. I had a gentleman call, and he had a few things on his credit report that he needed to get removed. And he was a referral from one of our many corporate referral sources, mm-hmm. One of my mortgage referral sources. And so when we talked, you know, I kind of automatically assumed that he needed to get basically the mortgage, mm-hmm. And get a better interest rate on the mortgage, because that's usually how the clients that come from this referral source happen. Mm-hmm. And in further conversation with this gentleman, he says, "Oh no, I got approved for that. I'm good. I got approved for all of that. So I'm good with that. I just have a few things on there." And he's saying, I had a house a couple of years ago. I know y'all can't get that off. You know, I have just a couple of things." But he proceeds to tell me what he wants us to get off of his credit report. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Oh, okay." Which I find that interesting, because do you go to an attorney and tell them like exactly what it is that you want them to do? Like, I need you to go and get me off of this, whether I did it or not. You understand? Mm-hmm. Like, we go and we tell them exactly. You don't know. You have to go and see what they can do for you
exactly
before you determine what. Right. But, you know, just assuming what they can and can't do, you go see what they can do. So mm-hmm. anyway, so the gentleman in conversation, it comes out he's in the 600s. You know, he got approved for this, the mortgage that the referral source sent me. 600s, two of his credit report made, because we talk about Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion for our listeners, just to let you know, those are the three major credit bureaus if you've just been tuning in to us. But he had 600s in two of those and a 704 in the other. And the thing that I had to share with him was, okay, you got approved because it was secured debt. However, you paid a lot more than what you would have paid with the scores that you actually said to me. And is that okay with you? Is being good enough just to be able to qualify, is that okay with you? And in presenting it that way, and I also had to ask him, Leonette, you know, I had to say to him, okay, so you're trying to tell us what you know can't come off. Is it okay if we work and get that off? I mean, do you want those items that you know, and actually I didn't say the name so I can say what was on there. So good. I always have to be mindful when we're on the radio.
Good job.
And we talk is that, you know, he actually had a short sale on there and a short sale and I think it was a bankruptcy or foreclosure. I talked to so many. I honestly, I don't remember, but it was one of the public records, right, if you will, that he knew that he said couldn't come off. And that's what I kind of shared with him. Like, well, yes, it can, because I'm actually had to be a bankruptcy because I had gotten one off. So I'm one of those satisfied clients that got my Chapter 7 bankruptcy off because of our company and what it does. So, and I asked him, would it be okay if we work to get that off? And because that would jack your score up like really, really high, where now we're talking about the good to the excellent.
Exactly.
So would that be a problem for you? You know, and as we started talking, of course, things went in a whole nother direction where he's like, well, okay, I didn't know that. And yeah, hook me up is the type of thing.
Absolutely.
So he's just trying to decide which package he's going to go with us. But, you know, I think that's the point, is it's about education. And that's what we've been doing here over the last several months and many, many weeks driving in here, is educating our listeners, not just the people that, you know, that we talk to on a daily basis and that our agents talk to on a daily basis. But it's just really about educating people and watching them move forward and pulling that trigger, taking action to make something happen so that they can forget about that JGE.
Just good enough.
Yes.
Because last week we kind of went over the comparison of what you pay in your life when you have excellent credit and when you have good to poor credit, right? So
exactly.
I kind of wanted to circle back on the just good enough credit score to get the loan, right?
Exactly.
So last week what we saw, we had a person who had a 750 credit score versus a person who had a 650 credit score,
mm-hmm.
right? And a
mm-hmm.
650 is fair to poor, just so everyone knows. So,
fair to poor.
Yeah, so people will think, oh, I got a 650, I'm good. You're actually not.
Because on a scale, let me just quantify.
Thank
you. Know, on a scale of 0 to 100, that's what we're used to in any school, from the from pre-K all the way up to basically to grad school. It's 100% is
exactly.
usually the highest, unless you got extra points.
Right.
So let's not, you know, discount people for ignorance, okay? Mm-hmm. Just, you know, you hear 500 points, 600 points on a credit score. That's good.
You're
yeah.
like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I got
I'm
it
good.
Going on. I'm
yes.
way over 100
what?
Points. Bam.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Give it to me.
That's it. That's it. However, we got news for you, listeners.
It is not
doesn't
a good
roll
deal.
Like that. Whole mm-hmm. new scale.
Yes.
850 is the highest credit score that you can ever get. Only 12 to 13% are even 800 or better.
Thank you.
So we're talking about getting our clients into the 12 to 13%. That's what we're talking about. Yes.
At that point, you literally can borrow people's money for 0% on the dollar.
Borrow other people's money for 0% on the dollar.
And
how much interest are you paying?
So we have people paying 5% interest. We have people paying 12% interest. We've had clients that have been paying 22% interest on a car loan for a 2001 Honda.
Higher than their age.
Higher than their age. And just so everyone knows, okay, the highest percentage that, because they had to pass a law to cap this, the highest percentage that they can charge you is 29%. And they had to pass this law because the people that were in fact charging you were charging people these crazy interest rates.
Right.
They were literally raping and robbing you.
That's it.
So the government had to say, all right, enough.
Hold
down.
Yeah.
So that this is the most that you can do,
exactly.
Right? 29%. But what does that say? Someone that's paying 22% interest on a 15 or 14 year old vehicle means they've paid for the car five times over. Okay. So just
yes.
so that you guys know, all right, because we always try to educate the people.
That's what it's about.
Is that a person that has a less than perfect credit, and by less than perfect credit score, I mean 740 or less, okay, can pay upwards of $300 to $400 a month more on their monthly bills. I'm not even talking about going out and buying a home,
right.
Okay? I'm talking about the 143% more that you pay on your car insurance.
To be able to drive.
I'm talking about the more you pay on your homeowners and renters insurance. I'm talking about the deposits that you have to put down to get your utilities on.
That's when we come back, let's talk about the payday loans too.
We will. We're going to talk about that. So you guys will be back with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
Hello, hello, hello. You are back with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
And we are continuing Keep It Real Wednesday.
That's always.
Keep It Real Wednesday. So as I was saying before we went to the break, that you are you just good enough, right? So just good enough to pay more every month, right? So less than perfect credit score, I was saying that when you pay a ton of money more a month, right?
Yes.
But back to our gentleman who was like, I'm just good enough to get this loan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys can't get this off and da, da, da.
Right.
So last week when we compared the two, right?
Yes.
So we had the excellent credit, which was a 750 or better. And then we had the fair to poor credit, which was a 650 or better, right?
Yes.
So when they actually went and got a loan, what happened was is the person that had a 750 or better credit score, their interest rate was 4.84%.
Mm-hmm.
The person that had the fair to poor credit score, their interest rate was a 5.66%. And this was literally over 10 years, I think. So what happened is that the person that had the less than perfect credit score that was fair to poor, they paid $24,210 more than the person that had an excellent credit
mm-hmm.
report. So again, the question is, what is it just good enough for? Is it just good enough for you to make someone else some extra money? Or is it just good enough for you to keep the money in your pocket? Because consider, what would you be doing if you had an additional $24,000 in your pocket?
$24,000, listeners, in your pocket. Yes. Think
and that's just
that.
Off of a mortgage. So when I said about the car insurance, we had a client who, within her first 60 days, her score raised enough to save an additional $2,000 a year.
Exactly.
So what if just off of your car insurance, it's something we all have to have if we have a vehicle, right?
Right.
If you could save an additional $2,000, what would you be able to do with that?
That's right. Think about that. Drop it in your retirement fund. Mm-hmm. Help your children with some clothes, some school clothes. I mean, the list could go on and on and on and on.
It
I could just drop it.
It could, couldn't it? I mean, $2,000 for the year is significant,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So for our listeners that would like to talk to Leonette and Monica, our number here is 410-481-1010. And for our out-of-area listeners, our number is 1-877-704-1010. Okay? So I'm actually going to go to the phone lines. I have Fred on. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, my girl. My girl. Talking about.
All right.
And I had a little doo-wop in the middle.
I'm saying, first of all, we love that. We love a little sing-along.
Always, always.
You know, you girls are so refreshing.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I think they should have y'all on that time slot in the evening when them girls be coming home from work. Start listening to Brother Al. They should be listening to you girls. Telling them how they can save that money on their car insurance that they're paying every... You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. We understand exactly what you're saying.
Tell what's her name, Miss Kathy, to move you guys into that slot. Take Reverend Al out. He ain't talking about... You know, I ain't saying he ain't talking about nothing, but you guys would be such a refreshing thing for the afternoon ride home from work for them girls to put them on time or what's going on with that money thing. I love you, girls.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you. And listen, Fred... Call into the radio station and let them know that. Let them know that because...
They don't listen to their... I guess they don't listen to their... They got so many bozos on the station. I guess they don't listen to their own stuff. But no, I'm just joking.
I don't know.
Let them know,
well,
Fred.
I try to let them know by calling up and saying thank you, Miss Kathy, for having these beautiful young ladies and extend their contracts. Give them some money. Give them 2 or 3 hours on the station. Give our young ladies a voice on your Radio 1 station. Can I say it anymore? What else you want me to say?
Boom. I think you've said enough. Thank you, Fred. Thank you so
much. You girls have a great... Look, I know someone that I want to introduce you to.
Okay.
So give me a call.
Did you leave your number with our
board? Yes, I did.
Perfect. Excellent. We will call you today, Fred, okay?
My girl.
I love it.
Thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, girl.
All right. So, I am so glad that Fred called because, number one, you know we love our listeners.
Always.
But number two, Monica and I have been trying to figure out if we're even making a difference.
Exactly. We were just talking about
on the ride in
this morning, Fred.
Are we, in fact, affecting? Are we helping?
Yeah.
Are we making
we're
any
like,
difference?
Should we still keep this drive in or
exactly.
What?
Like, should we, in fact, continue to be on this radio station? Because... you know, we do get some pushback from our callers sometimes about what we're talking about. We've had a call of action for our callers, and we honestly haven't seen any action. So we don't even know if we are, in fact, giving you what you want, if we're, in fact, helping. So we need to know. We need you to call in and let us know. Or
Absolutely.
They can contact us at
www.lmmoney.com. That's LMMONEY.com. Or you can text the word LM Money to the number 76626. That's text LMMONEY to the number 76626. Let us know. We want to hear from you, listeners.
And I think we have some more listeners.
Great.
So we are going to take it to the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Super fantastic. And who are we speaking
good. With? And I'm more than good enough.
Oh,
love
it.
I love
when the sister calls.
I feel like the first gentleman that called you. I'm doing great. I woke up this morning. I was in my right mind and turned on the show.
Wonderful. And what is your name?
Yes, man? But I just want to compliment you on that show that you had last week. I'm calling from the out of town line, but I was in Baltimore last week and I was listening to you in the car. That information you were giving out was really terrific.
Thank Thank you. Thank you.
A friend of mine was there purchasing a car, and I was listening to you and trying to get information from her to pass on so she could get a good rate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I said, wow, she should have listened to you ladies before she made that purchase.
Wow.
I just asked her one question, and I knew that, you know, things she probably could have done a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked her what was her credit score.
Uh-huh.
And you were doing the comparison with the credit scores for 640, I mean, 640
yeah,
six, and no, 650
yep,
and 750.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, that information put light bulbs, had light bulbs going off in my head. But at any rate, I just want to let you know, yes, you are making a difference. And I appreciated hearing all of that information last week because it made me want to contact you for.
Well, thank you. And where are you from?
Own,
I know you said you're out
personal.
Of town. Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, okay, but,
but
so
I live in North Carolina.
Got it.
Gotcha.
Got it. Got
mm-hmm.
it.
And what was your name?
So
again,
do you
man?
Service people that live in North Carolina?
Yes, we have several clients in North Carolina. We service Great. People all across the country. Did you leave your name and number with our board op?
I will, if you will allow me to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to put you back on hold, and we're going to give you a call later today, okay? And thank you so much
what
for calling in.
Again?
And thank you, because you really made my day last week. It was just so good.
Thank
you. We appreciate that. Thank you.
So that's good to know.
Yes.
Because what we know is that the reason that we are in the situation that we're in, I'm going to keep saying this, is because of a lack of financial education.
That's right.
Okay. It is not something that we were taught. It is not something in our organized learning. Right. So in the institutions that we went to to learn our reading, writing, and arithmetic.
That's right.
We were not taught.
Arithmetic.
Yes.
Not arithmetic.
No, it's three R's. Reading, writing, arithmetic.
That always tripped me out. But go ahead.
We were not taught. Like we were, you know, they always say like we had geometry class. When was the last time any of us used geometry? I'm gonna just keep it 100. Put my age out there. I'm 37. I have not used geometry since 1991, honey.
Even though we use it every day when we sit in a chair or we put our items on a table, but we just don't know we're using it.
Well,
but
someone else used
applying
it.
Applying that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's
so
it.
I don't do any calculations to determine what it's gonna take for this chair to sit up right
and keep you up.
Exactly. Yes. However, I have to do calculations to determine number one. Is my credit score going to be good enough for me to get for it to keep me up?
Bam. That's right. That's right.
Is my identity theft protection going to be good enough for it to keep me up, to keep
That's
me
right.
protected?
That's right.
So no one ever told us this.
On purpose.
On purpose. So let's consider, why is that?
Geometry is a requirement.
Let me tell you, because you know that Leonette Outlaw, I put it out there, Leonette Outlaw always goes on and finds some information,
yes,
right?
Our information broker.
There it is. And what she read this week was the real reason behind the 40-hour work week, okay?
Oh.
The real reason behind the 40-hour work week. So we think that, you know, the 40-hour work week it was capped, right? So people used to work a whole lot more. And so it's capped for us to have that, the idea of a full-time work schedule, and they can't have us work more than that, and we can have a determine what our salary is and all that, right?
Right.
No. The real reason behind the 40-hour work week is to make sure that consumerism continues to grow, okay? So consider this.
Consumerism.
Yes, that's what our economy is based on, right?
Of course.
So just consider this. Yes. So you go out in the morning, and you may sit in, on average, an hour of traffic. And then you're at work for 8 hours a day. And then you got to come back home maybe in an hour and a half of traffic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rush hour,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you have to take the kids to get pick them up from school. You got to take them to soccer practice, take them to the game, take them whatever, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You got to come home and cook some food,
right? Yes,
by
yes,
the time
yes.
it's all said and done, when have you had any time for yourself?
It's only 24 hours in a day.
Okay. So, but what we all feel like is I go hard. I work out. I work 40 hours a week, right? I deserve something. So if you can't have time and experience, so the things that you have to substitute for what you deserve are material items.
That's right.
Right? So it makes you feel like that you have to go out to the expensive restaurant. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like that you have to go and buy the big screen TV.
Right.
It makes you feel like you have to buy the $200 pair of shoes, mm-hmm. or the $1,500 purse that you don't have $1,500 to put in.
Mm.
Okay. So understand that, again, just like we
because
said.
Because you deserve it with that just good
wait,
enough
isn't it somewhere, doesn't someone have a saying, you deserve a break today? Isn't
How
that somewhere?
That?
You deserve a break today.
How about that?
So
yes.
With
yes.
just good enough, right? Circling back on just good enough, right? So you have been just good enough because you've gone to work for your whole 40, possibly for a lot of us. I know when I used to work a job, 40 was the minimum.
Right.
I could easily work between 45 to 50 hours that week,
that's
depending
right.
on what the project was.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But we're just going to go to 40 because
sure.
that's the requirement.
Sure.
So you've been just good enough. So you deserve something, but you don't have time to get what you really want. Right. What you really want might be to have some quality time with your spouse or your children. What you really want may be to go on that trip and see the Sistine Chapel, right?
Yes.
What you really want may be to go and take up that painting class or to go to Argentina and learn how to tango.
Yes.
Like, that's what you really want. But when you have time for that? So just good enough to satisfy is, let me go and sit down and watch my big screen TV and watch the Super Bowl.
Watch the Super Bowl.
Let me go down and
just good
to the
enough.
Store and get these shoes. Just it's just good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're gonna circle back on this after the break. So you're on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
Hello, hello, hello. You are back on with Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.
And we have another segment of Keeping It Real Wednesday.
That's
and we
it.
Are gonna take it to the phone lines.
All right.
So we are on with Byron. Good morning, Byron. Hey.
Welcome, Byron.
Need a wife or somebody in their family like you, but you know, a lot of us are hard-headed, including myself. I'm now starting to listen about money. I squander so much money, I can just jump off a bridge sometimes.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Y'all put the past behind you. But I'm going to tell you, I used to go to DSW for over 10 years. Do not take a female to DSW. So many shoes. You're going to be in there all day. I'm telling you, make sure she have her own cash, too. But I want to ask you three questions.
Okay.
I want to get a credit card, either a loan against my car. Which one do you think is the best? And I'm going to ask you this, too. What about investing in silver and gold? Is that a good investment with all the countries starting to, you know, Cuba and all these other countries going to need silver and gold to produce a lot of things? And I was thinking about
silver and gold. You can never go wrong, brother. I got you.
Okay.
You can never go wrong with silver
question.
And gold.
I forgot what that was. It's a daggone shame getting all time. Sometimes before you get all time.
Yeah, I understand, Byron. No problem.
But I'm gonna get off the line, but I want you to answer those two questions. Should I get a loan against my car, or should I get a credit card? I'm thinking about just look at the interest on both of them, see which one is the lowest, or I don't know.
Loan against your car is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Or a credit card.
I want to get an interest a loan against the car, or either. A credit card, because I got some bills I want to get off my back.
Hmm.
And so, Byron, did you leave your name and number with our board op?
Yes, I left it with.
Okay.
Okay.
We need just a little bit more information, but we're just going to give you a general answer right now.
Okay, I'm going to get offline and listen.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. So, a loan against your car versus getting a credit card. It depends on where you get the loan from against your car.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have places where you can get title loans, and understand most people that go there, they will get their car taken.
Exactly.
Because the terms of the loan are not in your interest. Okay.
Right.
So if you are going to a bank and you're using your car as collateral, that's a different situation. Okay. Versus a credit card. So what's your credit score? What's the interest rate that you're going to get on that? Because a credit card is unsecured debt, which is similar to a line of credit. So again, we're giving a general statement right now. It just depends on what.
Yeah.
What,
and if Anytime that you can get, when you're talking about a credit card or a loan against your car, again, it depends on what your credit score is and what's going on. Anytime you can get a credit card, and a credit card is unsecured debt. So if you're getting that, like they have certain programs, 0% interest, and they'll transfer it for it. You can transfer debt to the card for a certain amount of time at 0% interest. So if you have those type of deals, you just have to have a plan to do it.
Exactly.
You can't just do something like that and just continue doing it, because you'll find yourself in getting deeper and deeper.
Exactly. And you will also find yourself in a worse situation than you started out in. So
that's why we have you go to lmmoney.com. Or text the word LM money to the number 76626, because really, depending on your circumstance and what's really going on with you, what your spending habits are, we sit down and go through those type of things with you and share with you what would work for you, because it has to be realistic.
Right.
If you don't work the plan's not going to work for you, and you'll find yourself in a deeper hole. And we prefer that you just not do anything, honestly, instead of getting deeper in a hole.
Right. So we'll give you a free consultation. Just contact us. On the second question, however, you can never go wrong with a commodity. You never go wrong with silver and gold.
That's
but honestly, any commodity, because hard items, it goes back to something secured, okay? So what we know is that there was a point where the dollars that you had were linked actually to silver and gold.
That's right. However, to say silver certificate on a dollar bill.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. We have to do a show about
that.
We
will, because right now we have a fiat currency, which is really a currency based off of debt. So if you look at your dollars now, they actually say this is a note of debt. And what that means is that it is something that goes to the Federal Reserve. So the government has a certain amount of debt that it has with the Federal Reserve. They issue us dollars and we pay back debt on the money they loan us, as well as interest every year, which is actually what your taxes cover, which is that's also a different show. So you can never go wrong with having a hard item. And silver and gold goes back to biblical times. So it's always been a source of wealth for nations. It's actually why Arab countries and foreign countries actually are in the better positions that they're in, because they have a reserve of gold and silver. It's just like our reserve at Fort Knox, where we have our gold. So again, you can never go wrong with it. So and for his third question that he couldn't remember, just give us a call. And when you remember it, sometimers, and we'll take care of you. Okay. So we're going to try to bang these calls out, because we're coming to it. So
coming to the end.
LaFonda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. I'm actually calling you from North Carolina.
Welcome. Our North Carolina callers are represented
all
today.
Right. Yes, welcome.
Because, you know, I had to call in. I've been listening to you guys for probably about a month now, and I was really super excited. So I left my contact information on the back. On the other line.
Perfect.
Before calling in.
Wonderful.
Because I really want to, 2015 is about me getting my financial house in order, because, you know, I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm one of those people who have poor credit,
mm-hmm.
high student loan debt,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Sure.
And I gotta figure this thing out, because
that's
I'm in like, There is a way out, because I'm not the only one.
That's right, sister.
Here. And I want to get successfully out of the situation that I'm in, so that I can purchase that house, because I know all the right things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But
yes,
if you don't have certain things, if you don't do it right,
mm-hmm.
the path is difficult.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I said all that to say, you are making an impact, so don't stop doing what you're doing, because for someone like me down here in North Carolina, I heard you, I've been hearing you, and I said, you know, if those sisters can help themselves, then they can help me.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And thank you so much for calling.
We appreciate your call.
And we are going to help you, so we will call you later today, okay?
Absolutely.
All right,
you keep up the good work. You guys are doing good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And that's so important to us because, and I just want to circle on, you know, for people that haven't been listening to us since the start of our show, they may not all know our story, but our story is such that we were where you are.
Exactly.
You know, we started 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago this month, someone set us down and said, how many people do you know with less than perfect credit? And we bust out laughing and said, everybody, including us, what you got? And it has been a roller coaster ride of not only us helping ourselves, but helping countless amounts of people.
Yes,
because the problem is that we don't know what to do to get ourselves out of the situation.
Right.
Like, we just kind of got in the situation real willy-nilly, right?
Yes.
We just went around doing what we knew how to do, and we got jacked up,
mm-hmm.
right? But how do we pull ourselves out? You know, we always say people have debt and no idea of how to pay it off,
right?
Like LaFonda said, student loans.
Mm-hmm.
People have these crazy interest rates on mortgages, and their house isn't even worth what the mortgage is for,
exactly.
right? People have experienced identity theft. One of my agents was in $50,000 of identity theft. The banks were calling him talking about where's our money, and he didn't even get a chance to spend it. So,
yes, that's real.
Real talk is that we are here, so we did it for ourselves, and we know how to do it for you. Okay,
yes.
So I want to take our last caller, and this is Mark. Good morning, Mark. Uh-oh. It's all good. So here's the good thing is that I think that what we've determined today is that we are, in fact, affecting change, which is all what we always want to do.
That's
because
right.
real talk is that we have these conversations with each other every day, and we could just have them.
Right. Like
they don't
have
to be there. they don't have to be here. Like,
exactly.
We could just have them. So what we always want to do is be value added. So again, and I know we had countless people call in today, but continue to call because we just need to know.
That's right.
Going forward, because it can be a lot to come on the radio station and do what we do. Right.
That's right.
So I kind of want to circle back because we're finishing out. And I think I initially asked just good enough. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I want people to consider, like, are you cool with just being good enough? Like, is mediocrity cool with you? When 5 years ago, when you looked and you thought about what 2015 was going to look like for you, the way it's even starting out, is that how you want it to continue? Is that how you want it to look at the end of this year?
And 5 years ago, when you were looking at where you would be, is this right now, this moment, is this where you thought you would be? And if it's not, then you need to reach out and give us a call. LMMoney.com or LM Money. Text LM Money to 76626.
So we want to get away from just good enough.
That's right.
JGE, right? We want this to be just the best. How about JTB?
Just the best ever.
And that's Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
You guys have a great week. We look forward to talking to you again next Wednesday.